This is Dr. Mejia, the gentle patient, EDN Carrasco, Medicare Records 151-441, that was 630-1971, referring physician, Dr. Vivian Valenzuela, procedure performed, EGD colonoscopy, secondary procedure, biopsy, state of the procedure, September 2nd, 2022, indications, GERD, cough, bloating, screening for colon cancer, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, mild gastritis, number 2, internal hemorrhage, number 3, transverse colon polyp. Period. Paragraph. Tefal insertion. Second portion of the duodenum for the EGD. Cecum for the colonoscopy. Complications known immediately. Medication as per monitor anesthesia care. Withdrawal time was 8 minutes. Preparation was good. Period. Paragraph. Upper procedure as per double template. Period. Paragraph. Findings. Otopharynx appear normal. Period. Paragraph. Esophagus appear normal. Period. Biopsy taken from distal esophagus. Low eosinophilic esophagitis. Period. Paragraph. Stomach. Mild diffuse patchy retimini antrum. Body biopsy taken large pylori. Period. Paragraph. Duodenum PD1, D2 appear normal. Biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum for celiac disease. Period. Paragraph. Colonoscopy findings and rectum internal hemorrhage grade 1, period. Sema descending colon appear normal. Period. Paragraph. Sonoflexia appear normal. Period. Paragraph. Transverse colon. There's a CISA polyp 10 millimeters. Removed by snake cardiopolypectomy. Period. Paragraph. Hepatiflexia appear normal. Period. Paragraph. Ascending colon cecum appear normal. Period. Paragraph. Recommendations 1. Flow pathology reports. Number 2. Anterior flow measures. Number 3. Avoid NSAIDs. Number 4. High fiber diet. Next number. Repeat colonoscopy in 3 years.